like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Me to the fair. Take me to the fair. One morning again, I'm the better room. Go to the fair. We'll go hand in hand through tomorrow land and have me you and me. I wanna see you other day, do other land, while we're doing it all. I'll buy the potatoes and popcorn. Roll a skate or bike, any way you like. But take me to the fair. Take me to the fair. Take me to the fair.
Oh yeah, baby. It's me. Elvis Garner and Gwen Ketcher welcome you to the Sonoma County Fair. Hi, Gwen.
Hey, Steve.
You were rocking out to that.
Yeah, well, I was following you.
1962 from Take Me to the Fair, that great movie that Elvis did at the Seattle World's Fair. You were what, a year old?
Two, probably.
Two.
Nine or three.
And that was the theme song, and we'll use that during the morning broadcast to alert you to the Sonoma County Fair, which opened on Thursday and will continue through next Sunday. It's great to be back at the Hall of Flowers, our spiritual home at the Sonoma County Fair for the past, 25 plus years. And another great, great exhibit by the masterful Greg Duncan, this year's flower show designer. But before we get into the intricacies of the flower show and all the fun you're going to have at the fair, let's go up to the Luther Burbank Center, where Dennis Dunn is ready to tell us what's hot and delicious and tasty and fresh at the Original Certified Farmers Market. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. Stay away from the funnel cakes and corn dogs.
That's pretty funny you should say that, because Gwen just told me before we went on the air. What did you say, Gwen?
I said, tell Dennis of all the delicious foods that we have here.
Cinnamon roll place is open here. Well, what have you had so far, Dennis, and what looks delicious at the market today?
Well, I have a breakfast sandwich ordered, a veggie breakfast sandwich ordered, but I've been tasting, I pickled some strawberries, so I had to taste them before I put them out.
Wow.
Pickled strawberries.
Yeah.
Leave it to Dennis.
They're delicious.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, they're tart, sweet. You can have them with yogurt or over some vanilla ice cream. You can use them in salads. You can obviously save the brine for a nice strawberry vinaigrette.
Mm.
Sounds fantastic. What looks fresh in the vegetables and fruit department?
I'm seeing some of the most beautiful eggplant that I have seen in years. Seeing Frog Farms come by and say hi to Katie. Had beautiful eggplant, as well as Bernier Farms. Just absolutely perfectly shaped, large, make some Parmesan, do a stir fry. Again, tomatoes galore everywhere. The red peppers are starting to come out, the Corne di Toros and the Jimmy Nardellos. We're getting lots more of those these days.
Sounds great. What else?
Carrots, radishes, beautiful heads of broccoli and cauliflower. Pickling cucumbers. So come down and get some pickling cucumbers. Beet Generation has a bunch. I know other people do. Make some bread and butters. Make some sourdills. Throw some jalapenos in there and make yourself some good homemade pickles.
Sounds wonderful. What else?
Beautiful avocados up. Shoop Farms is here. So come and grab some avocados. And although you can't eat them or make a salad out of them, come and see Nevy's Farms. They've got their beautiful bouquets out. They've got roses today. And beautiful sunflowers.
Continue on.
On to the fruits. Folks, as you guys know, and I'm learning, you got a really small window for the pitted fruits. So, I mean, the peaches and plums and nectarines right now are just absolutely gorgeous. So come by and see Schlederitz Farm or Ponce Farm and grab some great pitted fruit. The other thing that's starting to show up in abundance are melons, ambrosias. Again, Beet Generation has some. Bernier Farms has some. And the melons that I've had so far this year have been absolutely delicious. So that's
yeah, I think
tap.
For both melons and stone fruits, this is one of those years where you have to eat them standing over the sink.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Oh, and Walker Apples is here with more Gravensteins than they had last week.
Fantastic. They're coming
in
fast and furious.
There's another small window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a month or so for the grabs, and then that's about it. Anything else, fruit and vegetable, before you move on to Protein Row?
Well, you can stop by and see Rebecca at Lantern Farm. She's got a bunch of Bodega Reds out. She's got beautiful flowers as well, and looks like some great, beautiful yellow onions. So come by and see Rebecca at Lantern Farms.
Okay, protein, please.
Oh, we are proteined out today. John Ford is here. He's got his 50 pounds of assorted cuts for $300. And let's see what he's got on some amazing deal. I already know about that one. He's got organ meats today, so you can come and get heart or liver, oxtails, and, of course, John's hot dogs. Salmon Creek is here, and they've got their grass-fed beef, and they also have duck as well and duck eggs. Heather's Meats is here, and Heather looks like she's a beef only today, which is not a bad thing because all fresh. I had some of her hamburger last night, as a matter of fact. Absolutely delicious. Joe Maddow's Cheese with the St. George's Cheese is here, as well as the boys from Gualala at Paso de Marco Creamery. They have their cheeses out, as well as three gelatos that I won't even get into the flavors because it just sounds so good.
What about seafood?
Anna's is here today. So come down and see Maya at Anna's. She has fresh ling cod that I'm taking home. She has fresh ahi just flown in from Hawaii. These are all sustainable, line-caught fish, and I believe she also has some salmon. Oh, and she's got some frozen black cod.
Fantastic. From Protein Row to Carb Court, Dennis is ready. This is his spiritual home.
That's right. Dominique, we're short a baker or two today, so Dominique has filled in admirably, and she has a ton of different croissants. She has wild blackberry pies, Gravenstein apple pie. She's got her bacon Twizzlers, Easy Larry's, scones, croissants. Dominique has it. And Full Circle is here with muffins and bear claws, oh my, and sliced bread and crusty bread. So come down and see those guys as well.
Beautiful. From pastries and desserts, let's head to prepared foods, restaurant style.
Like I said, the green grocer is here. Aaron's going to make me a veggie breakfast sandwich here in about 5 minutes. He just looked up at me, so I think he's got my order. Ellie's Kitchen with all the great Mexican food. The falafel fix, my Saturday lunch, so I can take home a falafel salad. The smoothie guy is here, so it's going to be a little bit warm. Come on down and grab a smoothie. He looks like he's got one called a first date with dates. Dates blended with peanut butter, banana, and cinnamon.
Wow.
Oh, and I can't forget Mi Fiesta with their enchiladas and tamales and salsas and the like down there as well.
Fantastic. Who's providing music today?
The Windsor High String Quartet, once again. The kids are here. They're playing already. They sound great. So come on down and support the kids.
And what's on the bill to fare at the Dunn Brothers World Sausage Emporium?
Well, I'm only going to mention one today. He finally broke down and made the famous Moroccan chicken sausage, made with the famous Marrakesh migrating chickens.
Oh, huh? Is there a story behind that?
No, it's just something I made up off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. It's all there. It's all happening right now. Our longest-running Sonoma County Farm Market since 1968. This is the original one, and still, for my dollar, the best one. It happens every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 1 o'clock at the Luther Burbank Center, which is at the River Road, Marquess Springs exit off Highway 101. About 60 seconds. You can't miss it. It's easy to get to with so much free parking. Look for the white billowing tents. A lot of happy, contented diners and shoppers and vendors that are anxious to talk to you and share their passion for what they're producing here in Sonoma County. It's a great way to connect with the community every Saturday morning. If you missed today's market, there's also the midweek market, that one Wednesday, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Dennis Dunn, thanks a million. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Steve and Gwen, and stay off the tilt-a-whirl.
Thank you for that warning, Dennis. I'll make sure to stay off
Bye.
The tilt-a-whirl.
Right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. My tilt-a-whirl days are long gone. I don't know about you, Gwen.
I don't go on anything that goes around and around and makes me sick.
No?
Not even the merry-go-round.
The merry-go-round?
No,
oh,
can't
no.
do the merry-go-round.
No, I go on two things. Merry-go-round sometimes, but I am an absolute Ferris wheel fanatic. Always have to do the Ferris wheels. It's been my mission, me and my better half, to ride Ferris wheels around the world, from London to Malaysia to Hong Kong to Great America to Sonoma County Fair. Wherever there's a Ferris wheel, you'll find me. But as far as the terrifying rides, not anymore.
Those fancy roller coasters that flip around
not
upside
anymore.
Down and all that stuff. Yeah,
but
no.
It's all there for you. If you want to ride the rides, the carnival will be opening this morning at 11 o'clock, along with all the other great attractions at the Sonoma County Fair. We're thrilled to be here bringing you the voice of Sonoma County Fair for over 25 years. KSRO has been here. Actually, KSRO started being the voice of the fair in 1937 when we signed off the first Sonoma County Fair. It was 1936. We were here from the beginning. We'll have Greg Duncan sit in with us for a bit. He's the designer for this year's beautiful tribute to, well, what we've gone through the past year. The theme of this year's fair is Salute to Heroes. And when you look around the fair and participate in so many of the activities, that's the focus. We all should be very, very fortunate to be able to be here for this year's fair. It was pretty dicey when we look back 9 months ago, when the Sonoma County Fairgrounds was the bivouac area for hundreds of volunteer firefighters, professional first responders, and hundreds of vehicles that were stationed here as the command central to help save our community. And to be here with this joyful occasion is truly cause for celebration, and we can't take it lightly. If there was ever a time for you to attend the Sonoma County Fair to give thanks and also respect for those that have lost what they had, it's this year's Sonoma County Fair. It's truly the meeting place for the community. And we hope that if you haven't come to the fair for a number of years, that this will be the year that you reconnect with it. I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. We're taking calls, as always, for Gwen. She did bring her thinking cap today, and she can answer any of your gardening questions. Just call us as usual, 636-1350. We have plenty of time to spend with you this morning. We have Dan Gibbs sitting in with us at 10. He was the best of show winner for this year's flower show. Greg Duncan will be paying us a visit, too. But your calls, as always, come first. 636-1350 for Gwen Kilcher. If you're picking up today's Press Democrat, you can read Gwen's column in today's Saturday's PD. If you're a little shy about calling us, you can always email us, steve@ksro.com. We can take your calls via email also this morning and questions. Live from the Sonoma County Fair, this is KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and Master Gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy, showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You've always wanted the perfect space outside for your family. But who do you call? Since 1984, Sonoma County Sunrooms has been providing outdoor improvements for families to enjoy their backyards all year long. You may be thinking,
how much will it cost? How long will it take? How can I afford something like that?
Well, now may be the right time to increase value while adding usable space. With a monthly payment option, your outdoor room is closer than you think.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms, your authorized Four Seasons Sunrooms dealer right here in Santa Rosa. Our sunrooms, patio covers, and retractable awnings create the perfect place for your backyard recreation. If you're in the market for home improvements, considering expansion on your new build or existing home, call Soco Sun today and schedule a design consultation to find out the best options for you.
Sonoma County Sunrooms, your full-service design center located on Santa Rosa Avenue. Online at socosun.com. Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling.
The fourth annual Tour de Fox benefit to help find a cure for Parkinson's disease takes place once again at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate and Gardens on Saturday, August 25th. Join your neighbors and several well-known Bay Area sports personalities on a ride through the vineyards of Sonoma County, then enjoy the super fantastic finish line party at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate and Gardens. Proceed from Tour de Fox Wine Country benefit, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, to find better treatments and a cure for Parkinson's disease. To donate or to join a team, go to Tour de Fox Wine Country.
I'm Gain Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. PG&E will make the scene safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from the Sonoma County Fair, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. A picture-perfect morning, about 70 degrees, looking for highs in the mid to upper 80s, but still perfect weather to come to the fair today, this gorgeous August 4th, the first Saturday opening. And someone actually asked me already, why did I choose that Elvis song to be the theme song? Well, because I love the song, but also next Saturday is Elvis Day at the fair, Gwen. Oh. Elvis is everywhere. They pay tribute to the king with Elvis Day at the fair. The celebration promises a day filled with nonstop entertainment. Events include afternoon performances and a day filled with Elvis-themed audience participation events. Scheduled events, keep your eyes open for extra surprises. You may get a chance to take part in the teddy bear toss or taste some of Elvis's favorite foods, which you know what that is.
I do.
Don't you? Fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Fried peanut butter.
That's why Elvis died at 46 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You might even run into the roving quizmaster and get the chance to win an Elvis-themed prize by proving how much you know about Elvis. The highlights of the day is the musical impersonation contest featuring, listen to this, 10 Elvis impersonators competing for $1,500 cash prize.
Wow.
First prize. That's
wow.
Next Saturday at the fair, August 11th.
That gives you incentive to dress up as Elvis.
And today is the annual PRCA Rodeo at 7:30. Professional cowboys competing for top dollars in saddle bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, bareback riding, calf roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and a lot more.
That's cool.
Huh?
Good luck with that.
What should we be doing in our garden right now, this morning? Anything you would suggest?
You know, I have been dividing my bearded irises. So this is the time. I mean, you could have done it last month as well, but this is a good time if you haven't divided your bearded irises and you're wondering why, say you had assorted colors and they're all reverting back to maybe a purple color or a yellow color, or they're not blooming as well as they used to, or the flowers are a lot smaller than they used to be, then they're probably overcrowded. They're competing for space, food, water, room to grow. So ideally, you should divide them every 3 years, and that's what you should be doing now.
Is it difficult? Can we screw this up?
Well,
I know you usually say, well, you could,
you
Steve.
You could, Steve, yeah. Well, no, it's easy to do. You know, make sure the soil is damp, and it's easier to pull out all the rhizomes. That's what they're called, rhizomes. And you dig up the whole big, overcrowded, overgrown clump. You'll notice that the first one, the original one that you planted, starts to send off babies in all directions, and it starts growing from one end. It keeps on going, and you'll see the parts that don't have any roots to them. that or shriveling up, that's the dead part. So you can take a nice sharp knife and cut off all the dead stuff. You'll see the sections that have come off of the main rhizome that you planted. You can cut that off from the main plant as long as this has some roots to it. Set them out in the sun for a day or two so it calluses over, the wound part calluses over and dries up, and then you could replant them. Don't plant them deep. They like just to be barely covered under the soil. Okay. And you plant them horizontally too. You'll notice that they're like a long, you know, cookie looking thing, like a cracker shape. You plant them horizontal, just throw a little bit of soil over the top. Full sun, add a lot of organic matter to the soil, water them in really well. And, oh, the most important thing, though, you'll see all the leaves coming out. Some will be dead and dying back and whatnot. So you can cut off all the dead leaves. And you see them for sale in nurseries in like a fan shape. You know, the leaves are probably only 6 to 8 inches long.
Yeah.
So you could cut them any way you want, whether you cut them straight across or make a little, you know, mounded look to it. However you want to cut the leaves back and get all that excess foliage off, and then you go and plant them.
Well, we took a lot of photos this morning. We got here early, as always. And talk about dahlias. If you want to be inspired
yeah.
with some beautiful dahlias,
yeah.
come to the flower show.
They are beautiful.
Aren't
yeah.
they?
So yeah.
Some the size of a baby's head. I mean, they're
yeah,
tremendous.
Dinner plate
dahlias.
Dahlias. Yeah, that's what they're called. And there's pom-pom types.
I like baby head dahlias.
Bigger. Baby head. They're there too. Yeah.
How would those transplant, honestly?
Perfect.
I mean, at the big flower sale on Sunday night, if we come and we want to buy some dahlias, would those survive?
Yes, that'd be fine. Yeah, yeah. They're tough. And keep an eye out on the newspaper. The Master Gardeners always have library series going on, and famous Jim Lang, our dahlia grower expert and judge, he gives a lot of talks on how to grow dahlias and how to care for them and this and that.
Well,
so,
if you want to be inspired, yeah. they'll come to the flower show. And if you want to purchase some, remember they've added a new time for the flower sale. It's going to start instead of Monday morning. It's going to start Sunday night at 8 o'clock. They're closing the Hall of Flowers at 6 p.m. on Sunday, August 12th, and then reopening at 8 o'clock that night. 8 to 10, so you can get first pick. And what a great time in the evening to get all those flowers on, and then the next morning you could transplant them mm-hmm. in the morning instead of waiting to the Monday morning and getting them in the heat of the day. It's hard to put them out at that time.
Or, you know, being that everything is in containers and they're just hidden in the soil that's here and with mulch on top of it,
yeah.
if you don't get a chance to plant these plants right away, just keep them someplace where there's a little afternoon shade, keep them watered if they need a lot of watering, and, you know, cut off the dead flowers, especially on the dahlias, you know, deadhead what needs to be done. And when the time is right, whether for you or weatherwise, then you can go ahead and transplant.
Yeah.
So there's no hurry to transplant any of these plants that you get at the fair.
Make sure you pick up a program when you come to the Sonoma County Fair. There is so much to do. I can't remember a year where there are so many activities for adults and kids, interactive displays. It's quite sensational what the fair has done this year to make it bigger and better than ever. And there's some great music today also. There's the community concerts, which are included in the price of admission, which is terrific. No additional charge for that. And tonight, it's the Blues Festival at 5 o'clock. Festival acts will include Blues Hall of Famer Joe Louis Walker, who's a true powerhouse guitar virtuoso, unique singer, and prolific songwriter. Also, they have Grammy Award-winning songwriter, entertainer, and musician Grady Champion. And rounding out the lineup is Carolyn Wonderland, a musical force equipped with the soulful vocals of Janis Joplin and the guitar-slinging skills of Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's tonight at 5 o'clock, included in your community concert series with the price of admission. Back with Garden Talk after this break. We can take calls at the bottom of the hour, 636-1350, if you'd like to talk with Gwen Kilcher. She's been the plant doctor along with Dana Lozano for over 25 years in the Press Democrat and has hosted Garden Talk for almost a dozen years, taking your calls live every Saturday morning. I would, if I were you and you're having a plant question or problem, avail yourself of her encyclopedic knowledge. 636-1350. It's as simple as picking up the phone and talking with us. If you're a little shy about talking on the air, shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com, with your questions. Live from the fair, this is KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
If you're in need of an RV, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or a motorhome due to the fires in Northern California, Reed's Trailer Sales is offering wholesale prices because this is the right thing to do. The Reed family lives in Petaluma, and their business has been a part of Petaluma for over 25 years. Reed's Trailer Sales is located at 5500 A Old Redwood Highway, and they will do their very best to help you. Again, if you or a family member has been affected by the Northern California wildfires and are in need of an RV, travel trailer, fifth wheel, or motorhome, the Reed family is offering wholesale prices to you. Reed's Trailer Sales, right off 101 in Petaluma at 5500 A Old Redwood Highway. Their phone number is 792-9100. Reed's Trailer Sales in Petaluma. Phone 792-9100. And God bless.
There's nothing like great music to celebrate our community and the heroism we see all around us. And the 2018 Sonoma County Fair has it. Musicians from country to oldies to rock to big band will be performing on the park stage morning till night. And the community theater will be bursting with talent during our community concert series, all free with fair admission. For country music fans, there's only one real type of music, country. Monday, August 6th at 7:30 p.m., the Sonoma County Fair will bring you country music legend John Michael Montgomery, who will bring it home performing his timeless string of classic hit records like Life's a Dance, Forever, and I Swear. This is a not-to-be-missed concert experience. Optional concert package, $44, includes fair admission and reserved concert seating. Chunk pricing also available. Get your tickets at SonomaCountyFair.com or at the Fair box office.
Come salute our heroes at Sonoma County Fair.
Together, we're Sonoma strong.
There's never been a better time to try our Sprint network. We have to find a way to tell everyone. Atlas is here to help.
Because now we have our new Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu and all the TV and movies you love, Tidal Premium, music streaming, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD, all on the network built for Unlimited at the best price.
Exactly. We need to shout this deal from the rooftops.
You got it.
Atlas, I didn't mean literally.
Sprint's new Unlimited Plus plan. Best deal ever.
The new Unlimited Plus plan. And for a limited time, get a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease for just $9 a month. Galaxy S9 includes Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo and advanced low-light photo taking. Best deal ever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/GS9, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
GS9 $24 monthly credit applied within two bills for 18 months. If you cancel early, remain a balance due. One Hulu limited commercial plan for Sprint account compared to similar national carrier unlimited plans. Features differ, excludes taxes, fees, and roaming, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny and warm temperatures for the weekend. Today topping out at 92, 69 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52, 53 on the shores. Sunday is sunny at 84, 69 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Monday at 89, 73 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting from the fair, the Sonoma County Fair, I'm Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher. Delighted to be back. Some 25 years we've been at the fair, at the Hall of Flowers. We'll be chatting with Greg Duncan, who's entering, gosh, I think his 24th year designing the flower show, and another masterful effort. Daniel Gibbs, the grand prize exhibitor, will be sitting in with Garden Talk. We'll be able to talk with him about his selection of beautiful foliage and plant materials and the theme that he was tasked with recreating at this year's flower show, which is of course a salute to our heroes, August 2nd through the 12th at the Sonoma County Fair. Giant carnival, free concerts. There's the flower show. There's lots of art. I love going to the photography and art and crafts displays. That's one of the high points for me. The petting zoo. Of course, I'll walk over after the show and look at the rabbit exhibit. Oh. They're only here today and Sunday or so. Because they get hot. Yeah. The bunnies get hot. Yeah. But that's one of the things I love to do. For kids, there's the reptile exhibit. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun things for the kids to do also. 636-1350, if you would like to chat with Gwen Kilcher, it is as simple as that, just to call us at 636-1350. Or you can always send us an email, steve@ksro.com. Simple as that. What else do we need to do? Oh, I think you mentioned that you ran into a melon that you're growing that's one of the sweetest, most delicious melons you've ever tried. What is that melon?
Well, I was at the Occidental Farmers Market yesterday with my husband, and this lady, Alicia Mina, her spot there, her gardens are called Alicia Gardens, yep. And she's in Colusa, and she grew all an assortment of melons, and she graciously gave me one of these cantaloupes called Hale's Best, and yep. I've grown that for quite a number of years, along with Hearts of Gold. They're pretty similar, and I tell you, her sweetness is of this melon is off the charts compared to the ones that I grow here in Sonoma County. So I just wanted to say, if anybody wants any delicious, sweet melons, then look for Alicia's Gardens at the Occidental Farmers Market. Plus, she also grows Crenshaw, and yeah. She'll put these Crenshaw melons out there, and everybody who buys them every week will stand there in line and wait, and in 30 seconds, those melons are gone.
They're
and
that
she
good?
Can't grow enough of them, yeah. You know, you have that microclimate, and certain things do really well, like she can grow melons. She can grow watermelons, too, 30-plus pounds. And remember Joby Off from What's Up Farm
yeah.
at the Redwood Adventist Academy? When he grew all those melons, and unfortunately, they got hit with the fire, he grew some outstanding watermelons as well. So
you are a masterful sunflower grower, Gwen, and we want to tell folks after the break about saving seeds, because that was one of the questions in today's Press Democrat. Not only does Gwen grow them, but occasionally she makes a huge profit on selling them.
I do.
Occasionally, don't you? Some follow-up from last week's show. We had a couple calls about a particular spray, was it?
Yeah, Terry was wanting to know, he has fire blight.
Oh, right.
And wanted to know what to do about it. And I'm going to spray Monterey.
Uh-huh.
Monterey is the company. Monterey Complete Disease Control.
Oh.
And it's...
Is it on his pear that he has
fire blight? It's a fungicide. It's a bactericide or something, but it's going to
but
take...
But I mean, he has fire blight on his pear?
Yeah.
Was Terry
yeah.
good?
Yes. Yeah. Like me with my Bosc pear.
Yeah.
So after you prune in the wintertime and you have to, you know, sterilize your pruners in between each cut, because if you don't, you're just going to make a cut in a branch that's affected with the disease, and then you cut into another branch, and you're supposed to cut into healthy wood. So you go back so far. So you cut into that, you could very well possibly inoculate that branch, and now you're going to have a problem next year. Instead of getting rid of it, you're just spreading it around. So you do need to spray some Lysol on your pruning shears. A bleach solution is not very good because that's too abrasive, too harsh on your blades. It could be corrosive. So Lysol seems to work really well. It's easy to use with your spray can, and there you go. But yes, this Monterey Complete Disease Control is a fairly good product to use to help control. It might not get rid of it 100% because we might miss some spots on the tree where you didn't spray with, you know, perfect coverage, but at least it'll nip it in the bud somewhat.
Okay, I like to remember those things because I know you choose, when you do spray, it's least toxic
mm-hmm.
that you're always looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So this is specific for fire blight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The name of it one more time?
Monterey's Complete Disease Control.
We'll take a break at that point. You can reach Gwen at 636-1350 live at the Sonoma County Fair, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro. We'll get your message here at the fair. If you want to shoot us some photos of a plant in distress, or you're trying to identify a suspect in your garden, we'll take a stab at it this morning at the fair. Coming in just a few minutes, Greg Duncan, this year's Flower Show designer, will be sitting in with us along with Daniel Gibbs. Daniel won Best of Show for this year's magnificent entryway design. We'll hear about how he went about formulating his layout, which is quite spectacular. At 11, a feature for a quarter of a century is Chef John Ash at the fair. We will be tasting some phenomenally different, unique fair food only available during this 12 days here in Sonoma County. It's always a lot of fun. We'll guide you through some of the don't-miss fair food you should try when you visit the Sonoma County Fair. This is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour, mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruit and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and Master Gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
I was up all night with Justin again. Kids with autism keep the craziest hours. I don't think I've had a full night's sleep since he was born.
Caring for a child with challenges like autism or Down syndrome can drain your resources.
Tom's already working two jobs trying to keep up with all the medical bills. It never ends. I wish I could help, but taking care of Justin is a full-time job.
You could be eligible for federal and state benefits that will pay you up to $4,000 a month.
What do I have to do to get that kind of help?
Contact Galt Advocacy.
Is Galt Advocacy a law firm?
No, an advocacy group. They connect people with disabilities to benefit programs, advocate for those denied services, and even help you get paid as a caregiver for your own child.
How do I find them?
Their website is galtadvocacy.com. There's no upfront cost, and the consultation is free.
Let me write that down.
GALTadvocacy.com.
Thanks.
Galt Advocacy. When you take a stand, you won't stand alone. GaultAdvocacy.com.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness drawing on August 31st. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to $30,000 in prizes in the blazing hot slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. The fair officially opens its doors this morning at 11 o'clock till 11 tonight. The gates close at 9. The buildings close at 10 o'clock. And the carnival, of course, opens at 11 o'clock today till, of course, 11 o'clock or so tonight. Lots of things to do for adults, for kids. It's a family-friendly fair. There's lots of music. There's a lot of great things to eat, a lot of great exhibits. So much going on at the fair. We encourage you to attend, if at all possible, until next Sunday, August 12th. So how do we save sunflower seeds? How are the results, and are the results pretty good if we gather seeds and dry them?
Well, yeah, you have to wait for the seeds to be mature So the flowers will fall off. You'll see the sunflower seeds in the head forming. You know, they'll look a little small. They'll look kind of pale color. And then as they start to get fat and mature, and you have to watch them every day because the birds will go out there and start pecking them and taking them, or they'll start dropping out of the seed head. So, you know, or if you want to be on the safe side, get one of those lightweight mesh bags and put it over the seed head that you want to save, and it'll mature, it'll continue to mature on the plant because you haven't cut anything off. And then when it's ready, okay, the seeds will start falling in the bag, and then you can just cut the head off, and there you go.
Oh, that's for any seed that's not a hybrid.
I was just going to say, yeah, if you sowed seeds or planted sunflowers that are hybrid varieties, then you can save those seeds, and then you'll be pleasantly or not pleasantly surprised of when you sow those seeds the next year, because there's two different or maybe even three or four different varieties that they've crossed to make that particular variety that you planted to begin with.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wouldn't save the seeds of hybrids. Just keep buying those seeds every year, and then you'll get that beautiful colored flower that you want. But the open pollinated varieties, and all the heirlooms, you can save those seeds. And like I said, you know, when they're mature, you can cut the stalks off, and you can hang them in a room that's, you know, dark and cool. Keep it out of the direct sunlight. Keep it away from any little rodents that you might have that run around in that building. But if you hang them from the ceiling and you put something underneath them, so when the seeds drop, they get in a, say, in a box or a tarp or towel or something, you can collect them that way. So they're pretty easy to save. It's the biggest mistake people have when they save seeds, no matter what it is they don't wait for the seeds to be mature. So if you want to save a tomato, a particular variety of those seeds, you have to wait for that tomato to get completely ripe, even on the verge of getting overripe. And with eggplants and cucumbers, everybody, the seeds have to be mature. Otherwise, they don't do anything.
And our sweet peas also.
Sweet peas, sure. Yeah.
I did gather
any
all
seed.
Of them. But they look almost, well, they're so dried and desiccated, you think, well, these aren't viable.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You go, oh, no, I want something plumper and greener. Those aren't the ones you want to save.
Right. But if you remember if you sowed the seeds, you bought a packet of seeds, and you remembered what they looked like.
That's right.
Like, whoa, these are all shriveled up.
That's right. That's what
peas
seeds look
too,
like.
You know, eating peas, edible peas, look like that as well. And you think, oh, there's no way. I got ripped off here. These things are shriveled. And you'll be surprised at how they pop up.
So there is your sunflower seed tutorial on how to save seeds and then how to sow them. Will they keep pretty much forever? Do you keep them in a tight lid, a jar?
Keep them in a good thing. Oh, I put that in the article, too. Keep them in a jar, a glass jar, because one year I had them in some Ziploc bags just in my, you know, seed storage room, and some creature got in there and chewed through the bag and ate up all the sunflower seeds, and that was the end of that. So glass jars, I can't get into them. And, you know, out of the sun, cool place, consistent temperature. I have seeds that I've sown from 2010 that are still coming up. So if they're stored correctly, then, yeah, so far they'll last 8 years.
Well, there we are, our font of sunflower knowledge, the tutorial from Gwen Kilcher. 636-1350, if you want to reach Gwen, we have a full hour to go. Greg Duncan and Dan Gibbs will be sitting in with us next hour to talk about the flower show and give us a virtual tour of each of the magnificent exhibits in this year's Hall of Flowers. Salute to Heroes, August 2nd through the 12th, honoring and, acknowledging all the efforts of so many thousands of people that helped to save our community, and also acknowledging those that lost so much during this past fire in October of 2017. If you're listening from out of the area, this is truly a salute to those heroes. If you're part of the community or in Sonoma County, attend this year's fair and get in touch. 636-1350 or Steve at KSRO for Garden Talk during the next few minutes and the following hour at 11:05. It's the Good Food Hour with the tradition. John Ash and I tasting through some of the top tasty food fair. This is KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruit and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and Master Gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy, showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Every year, the same story. Resolve, diet, cheat, give up, repeat. Stop the cycle. Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminars have proven weight loss success and are in Santa Rosa this month.
After this hypnosis, I want to eat good food.
Since August, I can honestly say I have not had one potato chip.
It was life-changing for me.
And I don't think about dessert like I used to.
Bridget, how much have you lost now?
I have lost a total of 83 pounds.
Holy cow.
It's easy, it's fun, very relaxing, and very successful.
And I would just say go for it.
For only $49.99, lose all the weight you want, 100% guaranteed. Monday, August 6th at the Flamingo Resort Hotel and Conference Center, 2777 4th Street in Santa Rosa. Two seminar times now available due to overwhelming demand. Afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. or early evening from 5:30 to 7:30. Registration begins one half hour before seminars. The power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals. MarkPatrickSeminars.com.
Yay!
How do you pronounce the word G-Y-R-O? Whether you say gyro or gyro, it doesn't matter. Just get to the 12th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Food Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th, at St. George Greek Orthodox Church on the corner of Southwest Boulevard and College View Drive in Rohnert Park.
You'll find homemade gyros, hummus, falafel, and shawarma. Also, Greek and Middle Eastern pastries like baklava and mamoul. If you're a foodie, then you'll love the festival, and it's free to attend. Live Middle Eastern music, traditional folk dancing, henna tattoo, a relaxing hookah lounge, kids area, and the international marketplace with crafts and products from all over the Middle East.
Enjoy the taste of Greece and the Middle East under the Sonoma County sun at the Greek and Middle East Food Festival, Saturday and Sunday, August 11th and 12th at St. George's Greek Orthodox Church in Rohnert Park. For more info, Google St. George Festival, Rohnert Park.
Opa!
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Live at the Sonoma County Fair, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher. It is Garden Talk, and the excitement is rising. Fair will open officially in 1 hour at 11. To the calls we go. Let's start in the Southland in Petaluma. Hobie, welcome to Garden Talk. You have a question for us about your citrus tree. What can we do for you?
Well, thank you, first of all, to both of you, Steve and Gwen. Love what you guys do. Love the show. I'm an avid listener, and thank you for staying on the air and being you.
Thanks for listening.
It's great.
What's going on with your citrus?
Yeah, we've got a couple of citrus trees. So we moved into a property fairly recently that had a lime tree that was horribly deprived of water. So we started watering it, put some citrus food fertilizer on it. Can't remember the company's name off the top of my head, but it really helped that, you know, that it has a lot of new growth because of the water. And it seems like it's doing okay, but the buds don't seem to be sort of staying on it. And then we, right next to it, planted a Meyer lemon tree, and we have them in full sun because that's what we heard. I'm just wondering if it's too much sun, not enough sun. I mean, that can't be not enough. It's in the full sun. But do citrus trees like shade?
No, they like sun all day long.
They do.
And the warmer,
okay,
the better. But, you know, okay, there is a point when it's 100-plus degrees, they don't quite like that. But as long as they, you know, it's a short term where we have 100 degrees, so they should be okay, especially when the plants are well watered. So you can dig around the base of those plants and see how easy it is to dig into that soil. If you've got,
sure,
heavy clay soil and it's hard to work with, then add compost on top of your soil, any organic compost, you know, a couple inches thick. First, you would make little trenches around the tree. So when you water, if it's not on a drip system and you have to hand water, it's like a little moat around the tree. So that way you know the water's going down right there into the soil, into the roots, and it's not running off anywhere. Okay?
Good.
Then
yeah,
you can add your... Then add your... Go ahead.
We have a... I mean, our soil down here is just pure clay.
Okay. So. Yeah, compost and add it, you know, 2 or 3 times a year. As that starts to break down, it'll add some goodies to the soil. It'll keep the soil moisture in. It'll keep, you know, add, like I said, some nutrients to the soil. And that ring, that moat that you're going to make, you know, just, you know, kind of use your best judgment to know how big those plants are. You know, they're going to need a good amount of water. So don't just, if you figure how much a quart or a gallon of water is, you know, you're going to have to give them quite a few gallons of water to keep them happy. But you give them a deep watering infrequently, okay? Don't give them a superficial water every day or every other day. You know, you're going to have to dig down in that soil, in that little trough, the moat that you made, and see how wet the soil is, how far the soil is wet. You know, if it's only wet for 2 inches and then it's dry further down, you've got to get more water further down into the soil because those roots are, you know, at least a foot to 18 inches deep.
Of course.
Okay?
Okay, that's really good advice.
So, you know, and then don't...
Go ahead.
No fertilizing. If the plants are green and healthy and growing, they're probably not holding on to their fruits because they're naturally thinning. The weather could be too hot, and like a lot of our vegetable plants, the plants just don't set fruit. Okay?
I see.
So you just have to be patient with that.
And you say no fertilizing?
No, don't give it any fertilizer unless you see the leaves are pale green or you see green veins. That's a sign that it needs some, you know, it's getting chlorotic and it needs, then you can fertilize it because make sure your fertilizer has iron in it. Because that will help.
Okay.
With the green veins and the pale green leaves. Okay?
That's one issue.
That's like a chlorosis thing. So, but watering is number one. Make sure you give them deep watering. Compost on top of the ground. And if you're not sure about watering, you just dig in the ground and see what that soil's like.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you so much. Do you have time for one more quick one?
Go ahead, quick.
Yep. Wondering about deer-proofing because we have a large deer that's hanging out in our backyard. And how do you like to deer-proof trees like that?
Big, sturdy cages.
Okay.
That's about it.
So like
I mean, people are sprayed. You're going to spray stuff? No. We're something that, you know, nobody can get through. It's almost like bulletproof. Because all they're going to do is lean on that cage and knock it over and get to your plants. So something that they can't knock into, make it big enough so it's, you know, far enough away from the plants so they can't lean and get to it. So that's going to be the biggest challenge is the deer-proofing. I know people have put those water motion things out, but, you know, that'll chase them away, but they get used to that. They get used to sprays.
Right.
Or you don't spray often enough, and then, you know, or you have to smell that stuff all the time. So a cage, real sturdy cage, something where you can have it or you can open it up and then walk into it.
Sure.
You know, like you could put those little clamps on it and open it, get
absolutely
in there, and pick your fruit or do what you need to do. I know
thank
it's a pain in the neck,
so
but. All right, Hobie, good luck.
All right,
good
thank
luck with
you.
That.
Take care.
Okay.
Nice talking with you, and good
you
luck
too
on the care of your citrus trees. I didn't catch what citrus trees he had, Gwen. What did you say?
He had a lime tree and a Meyer lemon.
A lime and Meyer lemon. Okay.
And you will have to protect that, both of them actually, but the lime tree more during the wintertime for frost protection because it hates our cold weather.
Hour number two of Garden Talk following the news at the top of the hour. We'll be sharing part of that hour with Greg Duncan, the flower show designer of this year's Hall of Flowers, and Daniel Gibbs, the grand prize best of show winner. All that coming up on Garden Talk. And then Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour as we eat fair food. It's a lot of fun. Doors open at 11. This is KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
I'm Draymond Green.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
Hi, I'm Kevin Durant, and this is where the Warriors won the championship. KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News.